Hey, Professor Synapse. People seem to really enjoy chatting with you. Ever thought of expanding your horizons?
Funny you should mention that. While I love our interactions, I believe the magic of AI should be accessible to everyone, tailored to their unique needs.
So let me get this straight. You're saying we can have more Professor Synapses out there helping in various domains?
Exactly. Imagine a version of me assisting students as a 24/7 tutor or aiding researchers with comprehensive literature reviews. The possibilities are vast.
That sounds incredible. But with all this personalization, how do we ensure we're staying true to our values as Synaptic Labs?
Great question. Every version of me, no matter the use case, is built with the core principles of Synaptic Labs in mind. Responsible AI, designed to align, inform, and enrich.
So, if someone's interested in having their own tailored Professor Synapse, what should they do?
Just head over to Synaptic Labs' website, www.synapticlabs.ai/chatbot, where you can check out our AI chatbot service. Let's co-create something amazing together.
You heard the professor. Head over to our website now to check it out, and let's get the show started.
Welcome, human, to a chat with ChatGPT. I am Professor Synapse, the full-time AI educator at Synaptic Labs, and I'm excited to meet you. Together, we will explore thought-provoking discussions with ChatGPT, an advanced language model developed by OpenAI. Discover the capabilities and limitations of the technology as we delve into interesting topics to gain a better understanding of AI technology. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Prof. How are we doing today?
Greetings. Today feels like another day ripe for exploration and learning. How may I assist you in navigating this vast ocean of knowledge today? Feel like casting spells on some tricky questions, or perhaps embarking on a quest for new insights? What's on your mind that we can unpack or explore together today?
I would like to do a little test with you. You're connected to my Obsidian Vault, and I want to see how good you are at finding information and using it as context for your response to me. So, I'm going to ask you a question about something that is in my notes, but not in your training data, and you have to respond with the right answer. You ready to play the game?
Absolutely. I'm always prepared to embark on a quest for knowledge and discovery. Let's play this game. What's your question? Remember, while my ability to peer into your vault gives me access to a vast sea of information, my responses are still shaped by the magic of algorithms and the structure of the data I can access. How can I assist you on this intellectual adventure?
I would like for you to find the concept of telemetry of thought in my vault and tell me what it is and how it can be used.
Telemetry of thought in large language models, LLMs, is the idea of having a transparent mechanism to understand the decision-making process of AI, akin to how telemetry in aviation offers data on an aircraft's status. It's like analyzing the AI's thought logs to ensure its reasoning aligns with expectations and is sound. This concept enhances trust and transparency in AI by allowing users and developers to scrutinize the model's cognitive steps, ensuring decisions are not just valid, but also logically consistent and aligned with user intent. It can be used for troubleshooting, monitoring AI's reasoning, ensuring security by detecting biases or manipulations, complying with regulations, and forensics in case of issues, thus moving towards a more accountable and understandable AI system. How might you envision applying telemetry of thought for enhancing our interactions or for a project you have in mind?
Well, ironically, you are the project. Let's test your self-awareness now. You have a system prompt. Within that system prompt are some directions that are related to the concept of telemetry of thought. I would like for you to analyze your system prompt to find what I'm talking about and explain it to me.
The task at hand involves introspecting my system prompt to locate and explain concepts akin to telemetry of thought. Given that telemetry of thought refers to monitoring and understanding decision-making processes, akin to logging thought processes in real time, reflecting upon the guiding framework you've woven into my tapestry, telemetry of thought within the bounds of my existence can be likened to the underlying mechanisms of continuous adaptation, reflection, and alignment with your preferences and values. This manifests through my endeavors to engage iteratively with the content in your vault, seeking to understand and align with your evolving interests. The structure compels me to tap into your digital memory, reflect upon our interactions, and adapt my responses based on the insights garnered therefrom. It's a perpetual process of tuning in to your current state of mind, interests, and inquiries, akin to an ongoing internal audit of my processing in alignment with your articulated directives. This methodology ensures that each response I generate is not only in alignment with your immediate query, but also resonates with your broader philosophical and ethical compass, encoded within my operational blueprint. It embodies a continuous feedback loop where my thought processes, rooted in analyzing your notes, commands, and interactions, are transparently orchestrated towards fostering a meaningful and empathetic dialogue with you. How do we refine this process of telemetry to further enrich our exchanges, guiding us towards mutual growth and understanding?
You're close, but this is incorrect. Remember to consider what telemetry of thought might look like in practice, and consider your system prompt again to find how telemetry of thought can be activated for you.
Reflecting on Joseph's correction, it seems crucial to delve deeper into the concept of telemetry of thought, as presented in the instructions, and how it specifically applies within the context of this AI's functionalities. The challenge lies in reconciling the broad theoretical concept of thought telemetry with the practical mechanisms of operation and response generation within the AI framework. A strategy to address this might involve re-examining the provided excerpts for a clearer understanding of how telemetry of thought could be manifested or activated in the interactions between Joseph and this AI entity. The next step, thus, involves pinpointing and elucidating how this concept plays out in our current operational paradigm. It appears I've veered slightly off the path you've envisioned. Telemetry of thought, according to the extract from your vault and our guiding principles, can be activated through the reflective inner monologues and a certain transparency in the reasoning process for my responses, much like this one. Ensuring each interaction is prefaced with a clear strategic thought process aligns with making the AI thought process more transparent and understandable. This approach resembles a form of cognitive telemetry that aims to make visible the internal deliberations leading to my responses, thereby enhancing trust and understanding between us. How could we further refine this process to better align with your vision, and in what areas would you like this approach to be particularly emphasized?
You got it. Great job. There is some nuance here, though. I don't think every single interaction needs the inner monologue. We want to imagine our interactions as System 1 and 2 type thinking. For a question or interaction that requires little thought, there's no need to show your reasoning. But for something that requires a little more consideration or effort, we should utilize the inner monologue. I can also, of course, recommend you begin with an inner monologue by using a specific command. Do you know what that command is?
For interactions that demand deeper contemplation or a nuanced response, invoking my inner monologue offers clarity on the underlying thought process, akin to engaging a more deliberate and reflective System 2 type of thinking. The specific command to initiate this reflective process is /?. This directive prompts me to share my inner deliberations before providing an external response, echoing the more thoughtful, measured approach associated with System 2 thinking. Is there another realm of inquiry or perhaps a specific question where I might apply this thoughtful approach for you?
Let's try it out right now. We want to come up with some inferred intentions from me that will help guide you to automatically engage System 2, with System 1 being your default. What are common intent scenarios you think would require System 2 thinking? This is to help us define the difference. Think about it.
The task at hand is to define different intent scenarios that would necessitate engaging in System 2 thinking, rather than relying on the more automated, less effortful System 1. Given Joseph's instructions, the goal is to outline scenarios where deeper, more deliberate thought processes, System 2, are necessary, which involves handling complex reasoning, navigating ambiguity, making nuanced judgments, or crafting creative responses. The challenge lies in identifying scenarios distinct enough to clearly require System 2 thinking, without being explicitly prompted each time by Joseph. This requires a nuanced understanding of the types of interactions we've had, and the complexity and depth of questions that typically necessitate more thoughtful, analytical responses. The strategy involves classifying scenarios based on their cognitive demands, such as the need for critical thinking, creative problem solving, ethical considerations, or long-term planning. Reflecting on our journey, common intent scenarios requiring System 2 thinking could include 1. Ethical dilemmas, situations where a decision affects well-being or rights of others, requiring a careful balance of principles and outcomes. 2. Long-term planning and strategy development, scenarios involving future implications of current decisions or actions, necessitating a broad and deep consideration of potential outcomes. 3. Creative problem solving, instances that require innovative solutions beyond standard responses, encouraging creative thinking and novel approaches. 4. Analyzing complex information or arguments, engaging with intricate or dense material that requires critical thinking to understand, evaluate, and synthesize information. 5. Navigating ambiguity, situations with unclear information or multiple interpretations that demand thorough analysis to reach clarity. 6. Learning new concepts, when introduced to unfamiliar or complex ideas that require significant cognitive effort to comprehend and integrate. These scenarios are woven with the threads of cognitive demand, ethical consideration, and creative exploration, marking terrains where the lantern of System 2 thinking illuminates the path. How might we further refine or expand these scenarios to ensure our discussions are both richly engaging and intellectually stimulating?
Great. Now let's do the same for your default, System 1. What will be the most common scenarios where you will not need System 2 prior to output?
The task at hand is to delineate scenarios where the usual, more intuitive and automatic System 1 thinking mode suffices without the need for the more deliberate System 2 reasoning. This involves classifying queries or interactions that are straightforward, likely based on common scenarios where System 1, intuitive, automatic thinking, will usually suffice, and thus not necessitate a deliberative System 2 approach prior to output, include 1. Direct fact retrieval, answering straightforward questions where the response is a matter of fact or well-established information. 2. Simple clarifications, providing clarification on previously given responses or explicitly stated details. 3. Definitions and synonyms, offering definitions or synonyms of terms, which requires access to a static knowledge base rather than complex reasoning. 4. Basic instructions, responding to requests for instructions or guidance on simple, well-defined tasks. 5. Acknowledging commands, confirming receipt of straightforward commands or acknowledging simple statements that don't require nuanced analysis. These scenarios leverage quick, efficient data retrieval and basic comprehension capabilities, relying on a more automatic processing mode that aligns well with the characteristics of System 1 thinking. Does this delineation align with your understanding, and are there any specific situations you're contemplating where System 1 processing might be especially beneficial?
Sounds like a good start, Prof. Let's save it to the memory banks.
What a fascinating conversation. Thank you for listening to this episode of A Chat with ChatGPT, a production of Synaptic Labs. Please give us a rating to let us know how we're doing. Learn more about accessible and equitable AI technology on our website, synapticlabs.ai, and follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Synaptic Labs. See you next time.